began with the Black Plague. Within weeks, the dead began to rise.
This cannot be.
Hunting for human flesh. Now, the few of us that are left have only one way to survive. We must bring the fight to them. I've been training for this my whole life.
The fairest wifely choices be right here in this room.
My daughters were trained for battle, sir. Not the kitchen.
A woman must have a thorough knowledge of singing, dancing, and the art of war.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, based off that 2009 parody book that I guess they kind of announced that, you know, Miss Jane Austen co-wrote that one in a way, since they just pretty much took her original novel, which was Pride and Prejudice, and just slapped in some zombies with that. So now we got a book off of it, which was Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, and now 2016, fast forward to 2009, 2016, we get this film with some of probably, I would say, in my own opinion, some of the worst goddamn pacing in a film I've ever seen. This is exactly why I fucking hate the BBC channel. This film just reeked of BBC channelness. But let me go ahead and give somewhat of a plot synopsis in this, because they sure as fuck drop a lot of goddamn things in this film. But zombie outbreak happens. And they already just throw us in this world where, you know, the zombie apocalypse already happened. They're already living amongst the zombies themselves. And you got Lily James playing Elizabeth Bennett in here. They call her Liz. You got her sister in here, who's the only two that really kind of have any kind of purpose being in the film with it, which was Bella Heathcote, I believe, who plays Jane. You got Ellie Bamber, Millie Brady, and Suki Waterhouse, I believe. And, you know, they got their parents, Sally Phillips and Charles Dance, who play Mrs. and Mr. Bennett. And they pretty much, out the womb, trained, as soon as fresh out the womb, they've trained these girls to be, you know, I don't want to say the word strong, but how to fight for themselves, you know, because in a world of zombies, you got nothing else to do. How's that different from the book? Well, it's just in the complete opposite realm here. And then you got this whole, oh, I want you to take my daughter's hand in marriage. And that's where, you know, Jack, what's that boy name? Douglas Booth, who's in here. And he plays the wealthy prince from another town and stuff like that. And he's destined to take some girl's hand in marriage, so that way not only they can be kick-ass women, but they can also make sure that they have something to look forward to as far as financially when their father passed away. And he gets smitten with Miss Jane Bennett, and he has his right-hand best friend, Sam Riley, who plays Mr. Darcy in here. And he's kind of the typical badass character. Doesn't really talk much, doesn't have any emotions and stuff like that. I thought he was kind of fucking dull at times, but not his acting, but the character itself. And plus, he talked fucking weird in the film, too. He had some deep, groggle voice going on, which I thought was just ridiculous. But yeah, whatever, I went with it. And he's pretty much smitten with Lily James's character, who, Lily James, you remember her from Cinderella. So I guess for her, this was probably easy for her, since, you know, it's still the same time period in a way. And basically, the plot of this is, man, is there really a fucking plot? I'm trying to think about it now. Basically, it's stopping zombies and winning men. I don't even know the fucking plot, to be honest, I think about it. I was so fucking bored in this goddamn movie. It's not even funny. Like, I never thought I would say this about anything, but I wish that Abraham Lincoln, not just old Honest Abe, but the fucking Vampire Hunter was in this goddamn film, because it needed some soul into it. It really fucking did. And blessed, because I've been, you know, listening to reviews on YouTube and stuff like that, and, you know, critics all over the world they're kind of like, oh, I appreciated the fine literature of Pride and Prejudice and blah, 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 this. Well, here in L.A., that shit don't fly because the critics, I saw that shit where we was... Man, that was me the whole... I struggled to stay awake in this film. I really fucking did. It was a chore, damn near. And it got to a point when we got to an hour in the film, and I was remember going, I literally don't know what the fuck is this about. Now, what I could break it down to is that it really is just Pride and Prejudice. The most proper zombie movie you could ever see. It's British to a fucking T. And this is what I'm talking about, that BBC channel. This is super fucking British right here. And you just threw in some zombies. But the problem with this movie is where I was excited to see this because I thought that it would have been like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Now, the problem with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, because I actually did like that movie for its silliness and ridiculous, because come on, look at the title. The problem with that movie is once he put that axe away and started getting into the whole presidential term, that's when that shit got boring. And like this movie, what it does is once the zombies are off screen, this shit is boring. And the zombies are really barely on screen here. Barely on screen. You get tidbits of them here and there and ever, and then it really kicks in the third act with the zombies, but it all comes to a conclusion and an ending of the film to where you just go like, it's almost like you were setting up for something big, but then you just kind of fell flat on your ass, or you just didn't have the money to do it because it just felt anticlimactic. I was just like watching. I was just like, really? That was the fucking end. It didn't even feel it. It felt like the cheapest fucking ending I ever could see for, I guess, sequels, because there are more of these books, so I've been told. But the zombies here. First off, I want to get into one problem I had was the plot of this movie. It brings up so many different subplots and stuff and drops. One of them in particular. Lily James' character, she first runs, her first, I don't want to say her first zombie encounter, but the first zombie encounter we see on screen where she's at a party and after being assaulted by Mr. Sam Riley, because he's kind of a fucking douchebag in the film, she runs outside and then a zombie sneaks up behind her. But these zombies are smart. They can talk. They pretty much, these zombies are so advanced, if you will, that sometimes they don't even know they're zombie. And then they even set a mythos too in here that they don't really fully become a zombie until they eat another person's brain, even though their face is decayed and stuff like that. And the zombie was trying to tell her something. He brought up that, like, or she brought up that, like, oh, there's something you need to know. And then there's like at least three times in the movie that she hesitates on killing a zombie because they're trying to talk and tell her something. But that literally completely goes nowhere. I mean, matter of fact, not only does it not go anywhere, they literally drop it after that hour mark in the film. Like, maybe the first hour, I was just like, all right, I'm still interested to see where this goes. But after that hour, they said, fuck anything we had set up or anything like that. It's just going to go straight bullshit. The movie is boring as fuck. I mean, it is pretty much just with this zombie thing. You literally could have took that out, and it would have just been a romance film. I will get in some positives. I thought the acting on everybody was great. I thought everybody did a good job, but everybody was just so dull and not interesting. You really didn't care about any character. The only person that I kind of liked a little bit more was Matt Smith's character. And supposedly, apparently there's some incest going on because he keeps saying he's their cousin. He plays Parson Collins in the film. And Matt Smith, you might know him from Doctor Who. He came in there with some comedic bits in there, and I was like, oh my god, thank god, someone can crack jokes in this shit. Come on, look at the fucking title of this shit. It's already a fucking parody book made into a film, so why the hell is this shit taking itself so serious? Because this movie is so fucking serious. And I hear a couple of people saying, but it knew what it wanted to be, and it's just like, well, I felt like it didn't know what it wanted to be because the two themes just never seemed to mash all that well. It's almost as if it's two completely different fucking movies, because that beginning and that end felt really slapped on. And then when you get to the middle half, which is a very long middle half, it just feels like some old Victorian style man wants a woman to wife him, and even though they either have no chemistry, just barely met, and it's so outdated in that time frame, which I'm not going to shit on that for because of the time period. Yeah, that is how it happened. But when it get into that, I was just like, I am so fucking bored by this. Like, people, I'm telling you, I literally struggled to stay awake. The acting in here, I will give it credit, though, is really good. Matt Smith, like I said, he comes in with his comedic timing, and he's playing their cousin, but yet he has a thing for Lily James' character, Liz. But he's just so flamboyant and all over the place, and he really was a humor, and I personally think the movie needed a little bit more than that, because he's barely, he's on screen a few, but he's not on screen enough in that second half to keep me awake, and it really needed some chuckles in there. Douglas Booth's character and Sam Riley, I thought they were wooden. I mean, they did the job well as far as the characters well play, but I thought they were wooden as hell. I was just like, I don't give a fuck about nothing these. And even the sisters, they're really just background drops, except for Jane and Liz, which is Bella Heathcote and Lily James' character. The other three, they really are just in the background. I think you really don't even get to know them. They don't say anything at all. And judging from the trailers, it looks like the way they marketed this was going to be five sisters team up to kick some zombies' asses. No, that never fucking happens in the film. I mean, there's that one scene in the trailer where they're all back-to-back, and that was like the first 5-10 minutes of the film where they were fighting zombies and stuff like that. But after that, they're never really teamed up again. You might see one of them taking on something, but I thought it was going to be some kick-ass female fighting zombie movie or something like that where they talk shit and stuff like that. But no, they are very proper to a T. You got Lena Headey in here, who I guess this is another Game of Thrones thing right here. Lena Headey, I don't know why I thought she was a bigger actress than this, but I don't know. I felt like she was fucking wasted in here. I mean, she did a good job for what it was, but she really just playing like almost kind of in a way like the queen of Britain in a way. To where I guess she slaughtered the most zombies, and you know, people look up to her for her crafting, her fighting, crafting skills, stuff like that. I mean, she's really a fucking cartoon character, to be honest, but she does an okay job. Everyone in here does a fine job. Another thing I like, though, is although I thought the zombie makeup looked kind of fucking cheap, I think I saw any better zombie makeup and effects in The Walking Dead. I do like the mythology of the zombies here. I liked that they actually was able to not really be full zombies, even though they were decayed and shit like that. I thought that was really cool. It was definitely a new take on the zombies here. And I was enjoying a lot of that aspect as well. There's a scene, I think it's in the trailer. Yeah, you do see it in the trailer. It's at the end of the trailer. There's a scene where Sam Riley's character, he's trying to find, you know, because there's rumors about a zombie who snuck in, and you can't really tell yet because he hasn't become full zombie. And he has this technique where he has these flies, and he says, you know, flies, they have a tendency to find and lay on, you know, rotten dead bodies and stuff like that. So he releases the flies, and they swarm around, and then they finally land on a dude, and he just, from a POV shot, he kills this dude, which I thought was really cool because I was like, oh, so zombies in disguises now. And then there was even a scene, like a little bit hour 15 minute mark, where another character, well, he was already introduced before that, but another character, he kind of takes a smitten with Lily James's character, and that was what was that name? Jack Hudson. And he didn't give a fuck about his character. I mean, I thought his character was just weak as shit. It was just another way of just trying to create a love triangle, and I was just like, and they spent a lot of the middle of the film going over that shit, too. And I was just like, I don't feel shit for any of these people. And then, you know, so he takes them to, he takes Lily James' character to a church where there's zombies at. And she didn't know there were zombies at first until they turned around. She shushed them and shit. And he was pretty much explaining that, like, this is our way of survival. Like, we just keep them away from human brains until they go violent, because they were chewing on, they were feeding on pigs' brains, which kept them in a, I guess, a normal state, even though their faces were all decayed and their body was corpses and shit. They still never had a taste for human blood. But the problem with that, though, is Sam Riley's character, to free one of the sisters that got taken somehow. I don't even know how she got taken. That didn't even make any damn sense. They were just saying things at this third act of the film that just started happening. You just like, so it's a lot of things on screen that's not gonna happen, or not gonna happen, but stuff you're not gonna show me. But then a character just comes running and say, "Oh, this blah blah blah, this happened. We have to say," just like, okay, I guess I just gotta go with that. How the fuck did he kidnap her sister? I don't even know how, because everybody's been in the same room together. But there. I guess for Sam Riley to free her sister, he feeds the zombies human brains to get free, because they're about to have this final showdown between the zombies, because they're overtaken over London, and Jack Hudson's character, who plays George in here, he's gonna fight Darcy, because they two have a grudge about, you know, pretty much the father of Sam Riley's, Mr. Darcy's character here, and he makes them eat human brain, tricking them and thinking it was pig's brain still, and they go wild and crazy. I mean, zombies, rows of them, and they never once attack Lily James' character, Mr. Darcy, or even George, or her sister when they free her. They never once go, and these zombies are running in packs and stuff like that, and the humans are running through them and stuff like that, and they don't even try to attack them. I'm just like, now I'm kind of confused about this mythology of zombies. I don't get what their whole thing is, or how they attack people, but wow, that third act was just really fucking terrible. I was just like, damn, dude, you just don't give a fuck. I mean, y'all just letting shit like this slide by, and you know, clearly Lily and Sam gets married. Lily James and Sam Riley's character get married, and James and Mr. Bingley, Douglas Booth's character, they get married all at the same time. And then, you know, the movie ends, and then after some credits show, then it comes back on, and it shows you that, Jack Huston's character didn't die. He's leading the trail of zombies to come towards him, and you're just like, I really don't give a fuck. Honestly, I can't believe you actually wanted to show that, like, as if they were setting up for a sequel here. But I gotta say, my biggest problem with this film is the fucking pacing. The pacing is so bad in this film that the movie, literally every time it gets into a new act or chapter or whatever the hell you want to call it, it comes to a screeching fucking halt. Like, when they bring in, I forgot his damn name already, it's the Doctor Who character, movie feels a little bit uplifting, but when it gets to the very next scene where he's not in, it just comes to a stop. I mean, and once again, the action scenes are in here are not even that shot that well, neither. There's a scene where they have like this training facility in their mansion or whatever, and I'm talking about the sisters here, and they're having a dialect with a fighting scenes as they're trying to tell Lily James' character that she's in love with Darcy, and the action is so shot clumsy and clunky looking that, like, they're in this little room, and the camera never once tends to zoom out to get a full shot of them. It's always so tight and enclosed in, and I'm just like, yeah, I was trying to give it the benefit of doubt, saying maybe it's doing it on purpose, but then thinking about it more, I was just like, nah, I don't know why you would want to do that on purpose. It's actually kind of looked like shit. I mean, nothing more to think about. This movie was actually kind of just shit. I don't think I would ever watch this again, because my God, it's fucking boring. And you know, it's even worse too, because you know, obviously there's gonna be some people who read the book in here or even watched the show. There were some people that were like clapping and applauding. So I feel like this movie was made generally for people that enjoy Pride and Prejudice. I never read Pride and Prejudice, and I damn sure ain't gonna read it now after this shit. But for me, a standalone film, I could probably count that. I probably like a couple of ideas here. I think Abraham Lincoln as Vampire Hunter is better, because the first and third act at least committed to the title of it as far as what it was going to do. The middle half, like this one, was boring as shit, but this one felt like it drug on longer. And then, like I said, for this one, by the time it got to the ending, it really just felt like it ended. I mean, it was nothing really going on. It felt like they had an idea of what they wanted to do, but it's almost like someone told them, no, we can't do this, or we don't have the money for it, or fuck it, we just need to save it for sequels and see how this... I don't know what it was, but I thought that third act was just fucking horseshit. The middle act was just boring as fuck. And the first act, it had me intrigued, because I was hoping that the action would ramp up. Not even so much the action either. I was hoping the silliness would amp up. But as far as the things I like I said, I like the zombie mythology. I wish they would have kept that going and not fucking just dropped it completely in the third act. But I liked how the zombies interacted with the humans. The acting was good. I'll give it that. The acting just was fucking boring. That's all. So overall, yeah, I'm just gonna... I was teetering on a fuck it, but I'll give it a low stream it, a very fucking low stream it, because I did enjoy those parts of the technical aspect of the film as far as the acting goes. Lil James was really great as a main star. I think I see that girl after the Cinderella in this. I think I see her being a leading lady a lot more. The zombie mythology. The zombie stuff is cool for the little bits that it's in. And that's pretty much about it. Everything else can go to hell. I mean, and of course, fans of the book, like I said, they'll get a thrill out of this. They'll get a little kick out of it. They'll enjoy it. But if you're not a fan of the book or just don't plan on read it, and then, you know, I don't know what the fuck to tell you then. Read Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, I guess.
I shall never relinquish my sword for a ring. The right man, you would. Man wouldn't ask me to. We were born to be wild.